are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And our Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood brought to you this morning by Lee Real Estate. And joining us first up this morning, we've got David Grabitsky and Kevin Larson from the Cultural Heritage Center and the Historical Society. And that's kind of what we want to talk about today, because they are two separate things.
Yeah, well, the Cultural Heritage Center is going under renovation. The organization that lives in it will continue to work and continue to do the things that it's done since 1862.
So when people think of the Cultural Heritage Center, that's more of what you can go, you can see, check out all the exhibits, versus the Historical Society, which is a little bit different.
Well, the Historical Society does a number of different things. If you're going to do history in South Dakota, of course, you're going to come to the Historical Society, and whether it's to see an exhibit or to do some genealogical research like we were just talking about, or you want to learn about your regulatory house history and that sort of thing through the State Historic Preservation Office and read one of our books from the press, et cetera, you're going to do it at the History Center.
And there's a lot of great things there for you. I mean, history way back to before South Dakota was even a state.
Yeah, we're actually a creature of the territory, the fourth act ever passed.
That's amazing. That, and it's been collected since that time. So, I mean, there's just a wealth of artifacts and even paperwork for people to look back on.
Well, the volume of the things that are there now is staggering when you consider there are 33,000 museum objects and some 14,000 cubic feet of paper. It'd take you a little while to read all that, but it's all there for you.
And that kind of lends into the need for this renovation. There is just so much there. At some point, you're going to run out of room, and that's looking forward right now.
Well, and that's exactly the juxtaposition. We're a history organization that is preparing for the future, and while we're not out of space right now, it's something that we're getting ready so that we can continue to do as we have done since 1862.
Right. You want to continue to collect these artifacts and, just documents that down the line, future generations can look back on, just like we are now.
Yeah. Cause when the Cultural Heritage Center was built in 1989, we did not know about 9/11 or any of the other events that happened afterwards, and certainly history never stops.
It does not, indeed. And if folks are interested in being part of the Historical Society, they can definitely do that, right, Kevin?
Absolutely. So membership is very cost-effective, and with your membership, you get four different publications of our South Dakota History Journal that comes out, like I said, four times a month, newsletter updates, emails, and just a whole lot of fun and the satisfaction of knowing that you're supporting history. Also, we got the history conference coming up here in Pierre, April 21st and 22nd. So members get a $50 discount. So it's going to be a fascinating time. We'll tell folks more about it as we get closer to the date. But mark your calendars for April 21st and 22nd here in Pierre at the Ramcota for South Dakota's premier history conference. It's going to be fascinating and definitely worth your time. And I hear the meals there are fantastic as well. So as part of your price tag, you get some amazing meals as well. So it's going to be a great 2 days and a lot of world-renowned people coming all the way from Pennsylvania coming to speak. So it's going to be a fascinating time. So mark your calendars for that.
Yeah, sounds great. And of course, with so many artifacts and documents, the packing continues. It's going well, but folks can still stop out and check out the exhibits.
Yeah, we hope to be open as long as possible for the best experience possible until the ground is broken.
Absolutely. Well, thank you guys for stopping by. It's always good to have you here and encourage folks to get on out and check things out and become a member.
Yeah, so 10 to 4:30 Monday through Saturday, 1 to 4:30 on Sunday, stop on out and become a member while you're out there, and it's going to be a whole lot of fun. So I appreciate everybody coming out, and I appreciate your time today.
Absolutely. So there's David Grubitsky and Kevin Larson joining us here on People in Your Neighborhood. We'll continue with Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen after this. 7:33 as we continue with People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you, as you heard, by Lee Real Estate. And joining us this morning, Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Dave.
And how are we doing this morning?
Well, we're doing well. It's There's moisture out there this morning. It's not white and it's not frozen.
And you know what? I'm okay with that kind of moisture, especially this early in February.
That's right. Unusual. I was surprised when I went out.
Definitely. And we want to talk about the latest goings on in Fort Pierce. So what have you got for us this morning?
Well, we're going to talk staffing this morning. And we have been working hard on this staffing structure since we lost our city superintendent in November. Mm-hmm. Vern Thorson had been there for 26 years, supervised the entire field staff, always had his finger on the pulse of Fort Pierce, always knew what was going on. And we knew, you know, they say there's no one who is indispensable. Vern came as close to it as anybody I've ever worked with. And so we miss him terribly, and in some cases we didn't know what we didn't know because he just handled things.
Right.
So we have been talking about this ever since. We wanted to keep things as smooth as possible for the field staff, not disrupt their lives any more than we had to. They've been doing well on their own, and they have we have very little turnover in that staff, and so most of them have worked together for many years, and so that shows, and things got done, and things have been efficient. But we knew that going forward, we needed to make a few changes. We had a couple of vacancies in the staff already, and mm-hmm. so the structure that the council approved at the last meeting is one without a city superintendent. Instead, it focuses on three strong department heads. One in general maintenance that will oversee parks and streets, the shop, the swimming pool, the museum, and then a superintendent for water and wastewater and a superintendent for electric. And so we already have two people in place who have been there for a long time, for the water and wastewater superintendent and the electric superintendent. And we will be filling four positions. One, which is not a field position, the assistant public works director, is still vacant when we lost Lori Jacobson to the County of Hughes.
Right.
And so that position, we have upgraded the salary on that. We will be hiring a person for the general maintenance superintendent. And we will be hiring a parks maintenance person and a streets maintenance person. We'll be advertising those as soon as we get the job descriptions finalized and out. But we are competitive with, we have to be. Municipalities mm-hmm. have to be competitive with private business and with other municipalities. And we compete with the state. We compete with the city of Pierre. And other organizations. So we have full benefits, insurance, retirement, and we have upgraded the pay for everybody. And for these four new positions, there will be a $2,000 sign-on bonus. So okay. Great opportunity. One thing that I would say that if you are interested in doing the very same thing every day, of the week, don't apply for these jobs because
right.
there's
it's
a lot
be different every day.
It is different every day, and we have a small enough crew that if we have a street project going on, the linemen will be involved. Sometimes it's all hands on deck mm-hmm. for a street project or other large projects. So you're going to get involved with the rest of your team frequently when you're not doing the job that you were hired to do. So
absolutely.
So a lot of people like that. A lot of people like the variety.
Yeah, and that's a great thing. So anybody who might be interested in those positions, just kind of keep an eye open. You'll
right.
like you said, you'll be getting all the details hammered out,
exactly.
and then you'll put it out for folks to apply. And
exactly. Or if you think you might be interested and just want more information, feel free to call us, 223-7690.
All right. So, yeah, we'll hopefully get those positions filled. And
they're important jobs.
Keep things rolling. It's great to have a team like you've had. Like you said, there's just not a lot of turnover. So
there's very little turnover.
Everybody
right?
really knows what's going on and how to help out and do the things they need to do. And you know, adding to that team will just make it even stronger.
Exactly, exactly. And we're going to be kind of picky about about adding people to that team because they work so well together, and we have to have the right people to just add to that mix.
It makes all the difference.
It does. Okay. Thank you, Dave.
Is that all for today?
That's all I have today.
All right. Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed the moisture doesn't turn white.
That's right.
We'll see you next week.
You're responsible for that. You know that.
I'll take that upon my shoulders.
Okay.
All right. Thanks,
Sounds
Mayor.
Good. Thank you.
There's Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen joining us this morning as we finish up our Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood. It was brought to you this morning by Lee Real Estate.